Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hello.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to. This is one of those emergency situations here where something happened. We hadn't planned on doing a show today because we have a count out up right now, which is the top 10 worst WWE name changes. You can check that out.
Yeah, watch it, please.
That's a long one. This is going to be a short one. Yes. Because word came down today that Triple H is back as head of talent relations. So get this, back on June 24th, Post Wrestling's John Pollock reported that Triple H spoke at a meeting at the WWE Performance Center and told those in attendance, "I'm back." But it was kind of unclear at the time what exactly that meant. Today we found out. WWE announced that, quote, effective immediately, Paul Levesque will resume his executive position as EVP, Talent Relations. The Game commented on his return, saying this, "I look forward to returning to my prior position as head of talent relations. I'm healthy, fired up, and ready to take charge." So according to Fightful Select, Triple H's return marks the end of Bruce Pritchard's brief tenure as interim head of talent relations, and would also seem to indicate that John Laurinaitis, the former head of talent relations, who is currently under investigation by the WWE board, is finished with the company. Fightful spoke with talent regarding the move and all indicated, quote, they all got along well with Triple H. One source told Fightful that Triple H is, quote, approachable, gets back to talent, understands what they're going through, and doesn't give them the we'll see answers. So, sounds like an upgrade.
Yes. Every indication we've gotten of late is that Laurinaitis is not well-liked.
Yeah, he's crap.
Seemingly Triple H is well-liked. So I think in terms of corporate culture, huge improvement, especially for the perspective of talent.
That's got to be like priority number one with all this Vince stuff and the Johnny A stuff, right? Like improving corporate culture. I'm not even talking about necessarily, although it's a big one, the whole, you know, power dynamics of like, you know, chairman's, you know, consorting with staff members and then paying them off to say nothing and then passing them off apparently to Johnny Ace. I'm also sort of talking about like the whole thing. And I know this is not exclusive to WWE, but I was thinking about this today. And especially given Triple H's health issues, he suffered the cardiac event. I don't know, over the past 12 months it was.
It was last September.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't a year ago, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it happened right around the time of the NXT rebrand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that event, if that thing caused him to sort of rethink, okay, maybe meetings at 2 o'clock in the morning, which apparently is one of the things that drove Bischoff, one of the probably several things that drove Bischoff away, look, if I'm having dinner at 7 o'clock with my wife, I don't want to have to immediately pick up the phone and have a 3-hour meeting with Vince, and I don't want to have to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I wonder, you got to think that maybe that kind of culture where it's you're always tied to your job no matter what Vince wants might be hopefully something that they focus on as well. But another thing that obviously can be looked at is this is totally a power play from Stephanie McMahon, right? I say that half jokingly, but
she is
the current interim CEO. Yes. And there's a case to be made that she might end up being permanent CEO when entirely the possible. Dust is settled on this investigation. What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's entirely possible. You know, I don't know about the power play so much. It could entirely be. But, you know, this is a role Triple H used to fill prior to his title, which was like EVP Global Strategy and something else. I can't remember what the full title was. It was long, and I wasn't quite sure exactly what it meant because I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
You know, as I said previous, it seems like Triple H is well-liked, especially we've seen the relationship he's had with people that were in NXT. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like a family there.
Yeah, right.
People would go and confide in him, express their frustrations, and he wouldn't blow them off. He would seemingly listen and try to maybe give them some comforting words or some advice. Mm-hmm, yeah. You know, because, yeah, he had a wildly successful career, but it wasn't always easy for him.
Yeah, right.
You know, especially early on. And he's been through a lot of struggles, I'm sure a lot of these wrestlers are going through.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully nothing serious, major drop there, Steve.
No, it was just a mic stand. Sorry. I try to get my water here and then everything else there collapsed. You
go. So again, it just seems like from the perspective of talent, I would think this move alone would improve the morale, knowing, okay, we got an issue. We could take it to Paul. We could take it to Hunter.
Yeah.
And he'll listen and he'll maybe address it. And it'd be interesting to see, because one aspect of his job, of course, is it's in the job title, relating to talent on the currently on the roster.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's also involved now, or once again, in terms of recruiting and bringing in new talent.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So it'd be interesting to see if, especially with Vince no longer acting in the CEO role, if they'll pivot a little bit away from focusing nearly exclusively on collegiate talent and start bringing in more indie names for these tryouts that are happening.
You know, power play is just a dramatic way of saying new leadership comes in and they start, as is their purview, molding the company in a way that they see most fit for success.
Mm-hmm.
And
their vision,
And when you watch things like Succession, it's all very dramatic. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is Triple H was not in a position that he's in now. And his wife is in charge. And it seems, I don't know that this would have happened. Well, we can kind of say this wouldn't have happened if Johnny Ace, if Vince McMahon, rather, if this investigation of the allegations hadn't come out, because it would be the status quo. Johnny Ace would still be in that position. And, I mean, you know, they can... Everybody sort of on the record has spoken about the NXT rebrand and how it was necessary, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the names that stands out with all that was Regal, who said after he was done with WWE, who doesn't seem like a burning bridges kind of guy anyways.
No.
But, you know, he said, yeah, we once AEW happened, it seemed necessary to sort of look at NXT and say, okay, well, is it kind of redundant now? Is it always going to be, you know, on the losing end of this impossible AEW war, just because of the resource dynamics in WWE versus what AEW is doing. Mm-hmm. But you do have to wonder, I don't know how much of that, you know, Triple H obviously loved what he was doing in the black and gold brand. And so, yeah, the point of him now, you know, being back in charge of finding the talent and green lighting the talent and looking towards the future, you'd think it's going to be different. You can even point to the words that Ember Moon had. I'm sorry, Athena now had about her time as Ember Moon when they were like, hey, everybody needs to dress like Mandy Rose now, even though Mandy Rose is a unique character and that fits her. But that shouldn't be everybody's thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a John Laurinaitis. That seemingly was a John Laurinaitis thing.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be sexy. And under Triple H's reign, you could see that he preferred a variety where you do what's best for the character. And I'd love to see, you know, that philosophy, even if it's just backstage, changed to that, because everybody seemed to love working at the Black and Gold brand when Triple H was in charge. And honestly, that sort of matters most. But yeah, it sounds like one thing they need to focus on is just the culture. You know, when Meltzer reported on the three individuals backstage that he talked to, one person said, you know, nobody wants to get in trouble by talking about it, so we don't talk about it. Yeah. And then somebody else said, you know, I forget what it was, but it was basically three illustrations of just shitty corporate culture where you have to dance on eggshells around everything.
Yeah.
So this was, I don't know, I'm not going to use the word shocking at all, but this was very interesting because it seemed like one thing that Triple H was saying is, you know, I've because of the heart condition, you know, I've moved on to different things. And honestly, doesn't this make it seem more like Vince was just in the way of doing this of Triple H? I mean, it did seem like a bit of a demotion anyways, back when he was replaced from this role.
Yeah, maybe. I know. You could view it as that, because I'm not sure in totality Triple H and Vince's visions for the future of WWE and NXT lined up.
Right. Yeah.
To a degree, that's obvious. And what does Vince do? He surrounds himself with yes men.
Yeah.
You know, the joke is
yes men.
Yeah. The joke is Vince like knows and trusts like three people, you know, and he keeps them around because I'm sure to various degrees, they tell him what he wants to hear.
They validate him. Yeah.
And validate his opinion and vision. And if he's feeling challenged by somebody and doesn't want that challenge.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, I'll be honest, man. I would actually be, especially given the more recent allegations, I would actually be pretty shocked if Vince McMahon came back into power. I honestly think it's going to go the other way as opposed to that way. Even though Vince is a very strong individual, he's a very powerful guy who knows how to play the game. But it would not shock me at all if this ended up being a long-term situation for Stephanie and Triple H, just given how things seem to be shaken out. I was actually kind of surprised when Vince did step away that there was such unanimous love and support for Stephanie, just because I'd never really heard that before. I mean, I'd never heard the opposite of that.
Well, I mean, like just a couple of weeks prior, there was all those rumors that, you know, there are people within the company that were leaking that she, as they were putting it, not very good at her job.
And when you hear that kind of stuff, you automatically go to the more dramatic elements. And I mean, you know, as much as we'd like to think, oh, corporate culture is probably pretty boring, I don't know. It probably is kind of cutthroat, and especially in the wrestling business. And you have even when your own family's involved, and we've seen what happened with Shane McMahon. I mean, that alone is kind of crazy. But I don't know. I would be kind of surprised if Vince found a way to go back to what he was doing to the power situation. If that means he'd stay, you know, head of creative, I don't know. I kind of feel like his time with the company in total is limited, because he can't be head of creative and have that relationship with the talent if that $7.5 million payout is true.
Yeah.
If all that stuff actually happened, you can't have the relationship with talent where you're guiding their creative and be able to have an honest rapport with them, or even a proper employee-employer relationship. I know they're not actually employers or employees, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That power dynamic is just immediately too toxic if that's true.
It really is. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's of my opinion that Vince is probably going to be gone, and they're sort of putting everything into place to for the new normal going forward. But I don't know. Maybe Vince has some tricks up his sleeve. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
So that'll be interesting. Anything more to add to this?
Nope. I imagine through the weekend and on Monday we'll get some more information about maybe this evolving dynamic going on backstage, and once we hear more, we'll relate that to everybody.
Absolutely. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Stone Cold Steve Austin impersonator Phil McDonald here to tell you to go support Going In Raw and Friendo Club at patreon.com Patreon.com/Steven Larson. They got bonus episodes, ad-free audio, a weekly newsletter rounding up the week in wrestling news, and a bunch more. Patreon.com/Steven Larson. Go support or get hit with a stunner.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give our crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.